I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
There's tons of great games, and I'm surprised. Well, I've always known that you were kind of weak in terms of your passion for, you know, football and everything. Yeah, you, the audience. I think you're weak because it's me, and I'm freaking out about football every week. I'm, like, losing my mind watching football, and I had action on every game, that kind of thing. Right? So the fact that you don't have that kind of passion is surprising to me. Especially, it doesn't matter, college or pro. Like, tonight I hit the Niners spread at the last minute there. I continue to backdoor Mafia. How about New Mexico? Wasn't it last week I hit that one against Boise, the backdoor cover late?
Yeah, I believe it was.
Tonight, another backdoor cover, last seconds. There you go. So... you would think that the fans would call and talk college and pro football. One sidebar is that Friday night we'll have Pain-Free Friday. Obviously, aren't we going to have Brandstatter on talking Michigan-Purdue?
Absolutely. Talking about the Lions this week as well.
And they're playing Atlanta, so
yeah,
that's going to be a
great
game.
Two great games.
We listened to him do the Lions-Giants game the other night in a car.
Yeah, we did drive it in. We heard him doing his thing. Legend.
So, also Friday night, your boy Jamie Eisenberg. Do you see what that guy does every week in fantasy? Like, he slaughters everyone.
It's his job.
He's got it down to a science.
He does for sure. So he's going to have fights tomorrow night. UFC's got a card going in Japan.
Oh, we have fights tomorrow night?
We have fights live when we're on.
Who's fighting?
Ovin St. Preux's fighting. There's a couple other fights. Nothing too great. It's like three or four.
Isn't Ovin St. Preux that brother?
Yeah. The former Tennessee player, I believe. I believe he played Tennessee football.
Oh, that's right. Another one of those cards that they're putting on. Where'd you say, in Japan?
Yes, over in Japan.
Did you see the NHL played in Shanghai this morning? Vancouver and the LA Kings played? LA won. Playing hockey games in Shanghai now. But they won't let the players play in the Olympics. How funny is that?
You go to Shanghai for preseason, but not to Korea for Olympics.
Isn't that bizarre, don't you think?
Although these days, it's probably smart to keep them away from there.
Do you think Florida can go after beating Tennessee, go to Kentucky and win on Saturday? Or do you think Kentucky beats them because Kentucky's looked pretty decent so far?
Kentucky's looked decent, and Florida struggled. I mean, early on, they had problems against Michigan in that first game. And then, of course, you know, they won on the Hail Mary last week, but Tennessee could have easily won that game. They missed a bunch of field goals. They threw a bunch of picks.
I had Florida cover.
They cover. They, you know, again, at the end of the game, they get the cover for you. So they could win that game, but I don't know. I haven't liked the way they've looked so far. And they still have the guys getting, you know, investigated right now. So
who's that?
Florida.
Florida, you don't like how they look.
I haven't liked how they looked in the early going. I mean, I know they've won. I know they're ranked. They just haven't looked great.
All right, so some of the games, just so you know, let's go through some of these games. I think this is actually going to be a good football game. Wake Forest and Appalachian State. I don't know if you knew this or not, but Wake Forest has been putting it on people. They have been scoring in droves. They beat Utah State last week, 46-10. I'll grant you, they're not playing Utah or anything. They beat BC 34-10. They beat Presby 51-7. Now they're playing on the road in Appalachian State, which is another team that wins. They lost to Georgia, but they beat Savannah State and Texas State. I think that's actually going to be a really good game. Wake and Appalachian State. Duke and North Carolina is a rivalry game. You know, you can even get that game, Mafia, at one. Duke laying one. I actually think it was at 2.5 pretty much. It opened at 2.5. So Michigan and Purdue, Michigan laying 10, 10 and a half. You can get it at 10. Pitt and Georgia Tech at Bobby Dodd. I believe they're playing it at Bobby Dodd. They don't play their games in that new Mercedes, do they? I think they still play on campus. They're laying 9 in Atlanta. Penn State, Iowa is the night game on primetime. At Iowa, they're laying 12.5, 13.5. You can get Iowa at Mafia. 13.5. Where do I get my hands on that? Jesus. Didn't I get it at 12? You can get it at 13.5 now, for Christ's sakes. BC and Clemson. Clemson is laying 33.5, 34 points in some places. NC State now, 12.5, Mafia. It was 11.5 at the beginning. It's 12.5 now. I hope you're noticing all these lines shafting me. Georgia laying 4.5, 5 to Mississippi State. It opened at 6. People started grabbing that. Louisiana Tech and South Carolina. Louisiana Tech's getting 9.5. It opened at 10.5. Tennessee laying 28 to UMass. Kansas getting 3 touchdowns and a hook, 22 in some spots from West Virginia. I just wanted to reiterate, I think you guys are pansies. Florida and Kentucky at Lexington, they're getting 2 and a hook from Florida. You're not real fans. Maryland laying 4 to Central Florida in College Park. Louisville laying 43.5, 44 to Kent State at Papa John's. Ypsilanti, you got Ohio and Eastern Michigan. Eastern Michigan laying 2.5. Miami of Ohio at Central Michigan. Central Michigan laying 1. Vatek laying 28 and a hook to Old Dominion in Blacksburg. Charlotte, a pick against Georgia State. Indiana laying 23.5, 24 to Georgia Southern. FAU and Lane Kiffin at Buffalo. Buffalo laying 3. Rutgers at Nebraska. Nebraska laying 12. Jeez, can they beat anyone by 12? Toledo and Miami down in Miami at Hard Rock. Canes laying 13 and a hook. Why is the number so low? Because Toledo's decent. Washington at Boulder against Colorado now. You can get it at 12 in some spots, Mafia. It opened at 10. Now at 12 in some spots. New Mexico State laying 19.5 or 20 to UTEP. Navy laying 11.5 to Cincinnati. Ohio State laying 40 and a hook to UNLV. How badly will they pop UNLV is the question. Michigan State getting 3.5 from Notre Dame and East Lansing. Hawaii is at Wyoming getting 6, 6.5. I just wanted to say again how lame you are. New Mexico and Tulsa. Tulsa laying 10.5. Syracuse, LSU. LSU laying 3 touchdowns and a hook. Akron at Troy. Troy laying 15. Bowling Green at Middle Tennessee. Middle Tennessee laying a touchdown. Auburn at Missouri laying 18.5. The game is at Columbia. Can Auburn dance on the road? Texas Tech Houston is going to be a great game. Houston laying 6, 6.5. Arkansas State at SMU. I think that'll be a good game. SMU laying 5.5. Bama laying 18.5, 19.5 in some places at Vanderbilt in Smashville. Army at Tulane. Tulane laying 2.5. Oklahoma State laying 13.5, 14 to TCU. Ball State in Western Kentucky. Western Kentucky laying 7.5, 8. UAB in North Texas. North Texas laying as many as 13. Texas San Antonio, Texas State. San Antonio laying 13. San Diego State's ranked. They're laying 3 to Air Force in Fort Collins. Or in Colorado Springs, excuse me. Arkansas and A&M. At College Station, A&M laying 2.5 there. Florida International at Rice. Rice laying 2. Idaho and South Alabama, they're laying 4, South Alabama. Monroe at Lafayette, the Raging Cajuns laying 6. Oklahoma laying 27.5 at Baylor. USC laying 17 at Cal and Berkeley. Nevada at Washington State, they're laying 4 touchdowns in Pullman. Oregon and Arizona State in Tempe. where a lot of bad things have happened to Mafia and I. Arizona State getting 15 from Oregon. UCLA, Stanford. Stanford lands 7.5. And San Jose State, a pick against Utah State out in Northern California. Have I mentioned how lame I think everyone is in terms of, you know, your passion for football? My passion is unequaled. My passion for these games is uncompromised. Everyone knows that I'm getting my rocks off talking college football. I can hit more games than anyone. Week one, 77% winners. Last week, 74% winners. Don't worry, the second week, I still was over 60. You can't slow me down. It only gets better, too, as the season goes on. No one can contain me. No one can hit more games than me. You can't dance with me. I know that much. Ben in Gainesville, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Pharrell, man, I love the passion for the college football. I share this with you.
Sweet.
Can I get a shot of beer?
Shot of beer and an iron shot of beer, puke.
Thank you, sir. I wanted to hear what you think about Oklahoma State powerhouse in this year. They've killed it for me first 3 weeks. TCU, though, that's kind of like a mirror image for me. What do you think about that game?
I'm with you. I think they are very dangerous, and they, you know, they play defense. Both teams, like, the first thing I thought was take the over. I think it was at, like, 69 or 70. And I just think it's just going to be the game of the week. I don't think anything can touch it in terms of excitement. I mean, I think TCU will show up. The number is at 70, 71 and a hook here. I see it at pretty much 71 and a hook. I think they're going to score a ton of points like they always do. It's very dangerous, if you ask me, laying 13.5, 14 to a team that can score in TCU. They can beat anybody. They've proven that before. I think they'll show up for that game. Obviously, Oklahoma State is, I think, you know, better. Without a doubt, this is their time. I think they're the cream of the crop with Oklahoma in that conference. And I think TCU's on the next, you know, shelf down. But I just think it's going to be a terrific football game. Trust me when I tell you. And I'm with you. The first 3 weeks, I've been just absolutely cashing on Oklahoma State. They're, you know, easy money, and they've been covering gigantic numbers. I would deem this another gigantic number. That's a lot of points, especially if you get it at 14 and you know, they got to cover two touchdowns and win by 15. They can do that. They're capable of doing that. I just have a feeling this conference game could be better than that and that it could be tighter than that and it could be a hell of a game and it could come down to the fourth quarter. Now, I won't be surprised if that happens or if Oklahoma State, you know, rubs them out and, you know, beats them by three touchdowns. I could see that happening too. But I think the former, I think the actual good game is what's going to happen. And I think the game will be within the window of the number. So I think it's worth looking at if you're a TCU buyer on that football game, to be honest with you.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.